In around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We represent two police and soldier organizations here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and we're proud to tell you that our beliefs and work represents the hearts and minds of literally thousands of police officers and soldiers out there around this nation and around the world, matter of fact, as our soldiers are in about 130 different nations right now, enforcing the globalist agenda on the people of 130-some nations. And many of these brothers and sisters love God and love liberty and don't quite understand. Many of them don't understand what we're doing in these other parts of the world. And we're here to teach them and to educate them about those things, have been for 24 years. I'm that old cop retired up here in the Rocky Mountains named Jack McLam, and it's good to be back with you tonight. We have struggles going on around this nation and around the world to stop these international crime families from taking control and keeping control of our nations and our towns and cities and communities in general. And I'm always pleased, always proud and pleased to get together with those at the local level, the state level, that are kicking sand in the enemy's eyes. You know, we had on Eustace Mullins last night on the program, and I don't have to tell you, because I've told you before and told you last night, he's an American icon, American hero to many of us out here because of his something like 50 or 60 years of fighting the devil's minions in this land and standing up for people's rights and their property. And so tonight I was blessed to be able to get on the telephone with one of our local heroes here in Idaho County, Idaho, who's been in this battle for 40-plus years. And I'm not quite sure, but at least 40 years he's been in the battle against God's enemies and those that would change our republic into a socialist democracy like they've had great success with in the last number of decades. And so when we get back, I want to introduce you to Grandpa John. Grandpa John, we call him up here, and he's a great American who's been in this battle a long time. We're going to have some interesting conversation tonight. So stay tuned for more after these important messages.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thank you a lot, Jack. Appreciate that. That's quite a handful there.
Well, I just want you to know that many of us know what you've done and what you continue to do to try to help us save this nation and keep us under God, or bring us back under God. I don't think we're under God as we used to be, and under the freedoms that we need to wrestle back from the enemies of freedom. And so just want to ask you, how many years have you been involved, Grandpa John, in trying to awaken the people in your nation or your state and your community?
Oh, I imagine probably a little over 40 years.
That's fantastic. Wow. I'll tell you, I just had one of my sons become 40 years of age. That's a long time, brother. I've been at it 24 years, and I feel like a kid in short pants around you. But I'm proud to know you and proud to serve with you at this time in America's history, brother. And I want you to tell us, why do you think the American people, why did they get uninvolved and are not involved with us in mass today, standing up for God and against our people's enemies? What do you think that's all about?
Well, I think stuff like the television set and the ball games, different things, entertainment. And I think that people have a check coming in the mail, and they don't really have to pay a lot of attention, and they know they will with Social Security and all these guaranteed. And if they don't get what they want, they can sue and get more.
So, you know, we've become quite a nation today of people that are uninvolved. But praise the Lord, Brother John, we see more and more people becoming involved every day. And we see this here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter with our police and soldiers and people in the private sector getting a hold of us and saying, hey, how can we do this and how can we do that? And we help them all we can. So it's not all bleak, is it? Grandpa John, there are movements of people standing up today and beginning to speak out and ask for a nonviolent redress of our grievances. Do you see that happening, Grandpa John?
Oh, sure, Jack. People are wonderful. There's almost everybody is a good person. Like I say, I love everybody. I can't tell any of anybody that I don't like. And I imagine I can count on one hand the people that I really kind of distrust and all, but most people are really good. They just need a little bit of education once in a while.
Well, I think that's well put. I think that's well put. And we were talking about earlier, you know, I've known you for a number of years now, and you're highly respected in the community. I would tell people, too, if you're looking for good deals on hardware and lumber and things, go over to Stites Hardware, because Grandpa John owns Stites Hardware there in Stites, Idaho, which is just outside our community here. And he's always treated us right. And, boy, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of people come into this area building homes and building garages and different things. And you've been there for us, Grandpa John, so I just want to put that little plug in for you. But you've also been there to give us a good feeling about American people being willing to speak up and stand up. And give a little of your background of how you've been involved in politics and how you've been involved in the fight for people's rights and property here in Idaho. Would you share that with us?
Sure. I had my 75th birthday a couple, 3 days ago when we were down in Boise.
My goodness, happy birthday to you. 75th, huh?
Yeah, it worked pretty well. My youngest grandson had his 6th birthday the day after I had my 75th. So
that's wonderful.
Ours is all family operation, and the hardware store doesn't just belong to me. It belongs to the whole family.
Well, that's nice.
We've been in there for 42 years in the hardware business. Before that, I was a lumberjack, logger. We always build our own homes. We did everything ourselves. I'm a licensed electrician. We do our plumbing, building, everything, got no problem with that.
Yeah.
And use all kinds of equipment. And it's just a fun way to do things, a fun way to live.
And yourself, yeah.
Right, we do everything ourselves. And you save a lot of money, you get a little better job done, and it's well worthwhile. That's where I really got involved. I've been on the planning commissions and hospital boards, school boards, city councils, that kind of stuff. But the big, I think really the thing that turned me on to this the most was, I don't remember, 35 years ago, they put a building permit system in Idaho County.
Building permit system.
Building and zoning, yeah.
Okay, land control, people control, yeah.
That's the whole thing. And a couple of the guys were working at the Forest Service, and each night they'd come by the store and they'd tell me, we'd talk and do these things. And they said, they're going to put a building permit system in. Not in Idaho County, surely not. And next day, they sure enough, here said, in order to get federally subsidized flood insurance for Idaho County, Idaho County would have to put a building permit system in.
I see. Flood control. They're sneaking in. Give you the carrots and then make you jump through the hoops, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, in this time, Bunch of us decided, no, we don't really want this, not here. So we met with our county commissioners, and it's interesting. We called, told them on the next commissioner meeting, we'd like to meet with them. And so they said, okay, come on up. And we went to the commissioner's room in the courthouse. It'll hold probably 40, 50 people. And we filled it up there. They're out standing outside in a long line clear outside.
Great.
So then they said, well, to make a room, we'll go up and use the courthouse, the jury room, the regular courtroom, the main room here. And we filled that up, and they're still out there.
I'll be darned.
And these are people. These are people.
The county commissioners are paying notice to this, I'm sure, because they're voted in by the people, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. They're voted in. And voted out.
Voted out.
Anyway, we filled that up and said, well, we can't do anything else. Well, the rest of the people came up, we'll just have to stay outside.
Okay.
He said, no, we want everybody to be heard. We don't want this thing. You know, after all, the county commissioners were put in by us. They were working for us.
That's right.
So, they said, well, we'll look around. So they went down and hired the armory. And that had big doors on the end, and it was, I don't know what month it was, but it was warm outside. So we went out and we filled this armory clear up. They left the door open for people to stand outside the armory.
Filled up the armory too, my goodness.
Yeah. Right, and then it was interesting because they started their meeting, and we just sat there, we stood there and listened and paid attention, and they kept talking about, they had a guy come in and tell them how good this flood insurance was and all this, and all you had to do was to have a permit system so you could do that. And then they got through talking, they opened it up for us to discuss. And I said, first of all, we don't want to discuss it, we just want to get rid of it.
Okay.
And it was, so we went along the meeting and they talked to each other, and well, when we come back in next Monday, we'll work on it. I said, no, let's do it right now. You're all free right here. Why don't you just get rid of this damn thing?
Yeah.
And they kind of sat there and stared and squirmed a little bit.
They wanted it, didn't they?
Well, really, yeah, because they always say the federal government wants it. And if they don't make it, the state will make us do it. And then we have to do it, and you can't get along without it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But anyway, in the meeting, as we, incidentally, a friend of mine has a hardware store in Grangeville, and when I was coming back, going out to the armory, I stopped, got a chunk of rope from him, and I braided the hanging noose in the end of it.
A noose. A hanging noose. Hold that thought, Grandpa John. This is getting very interesting.
Okay.
You got to length of rope and make it into a noose. Okay, that's a good place to take our break. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with Grandpa John and his hanging noose. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you.
the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Tell you what, I've been at this 24 years. I'm just a pup next to Grandpa John. But I'll tell you what, over that 24 years, just like Grandpa John will tell you, that it is people, average, regular people, standing up, standing together, that keeps our freedoms. You know, when we withdraw, as we've done in America, and let God be thrown out of everything, and let our nation be taken over by these humanist socialists, as it has in our states and many of our counties too, we all suffer. And so it's easy to stand together, stand up for righteousness and what God would have us to do and what the Constitution allows us to do, and what the restrictions on the government are brought out in our founding documents. If we can uphold those things, we win. And Grandpa John's talking about the first attempt in Idaho County for building and zoning. Now, we don't have any building codes and zoning restrictions at this time, and we don't want them, but he's taking us back to the time when the battle was challenged to keep that out. So, Grandpa John, go on with your meeting now. You went by the local hardware store in Grangeville and picked up a necessary piece of equipment there. Is that right?
Yeah. First of all, I don't like to kill anything. I don't hunt or fish, and like I've always said, I wouldn't want to hurt a person at all.
Yeah.
Back to gold, we had a goldfish one time. It died, and we all had red eyes for weeks. So, just tender-hearted and all that.
Yeah.
But you know, when somebody's going to take my property, it stops.
Take your freedom.
Yeah. Anyway, we go on to the story. I got it, and I come in, and I threw it over the basketball net down at the armory. It just hung there and kind of swung, and we went on with the meeting, and one of the commissioners asked the sheriff to take it down. He took it down, and I went over to the sheriff. I said, "My rope, let me have it, please." And I tossed it back over. We did that little game about three or four times. Finally, they left the tang there. But again, this is my armory. This is my state. This is county.
Yeah.
It belongs to us.
People. Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. But anyway, without, you know, not harming people, but then they let us, everybody talk, and everybody talked, and they're pretty well unanimous that nobody wanted this infringement on their property. So it was kind of unique, you know. I remember getting up there to my turn to talk, and there was babies there. Women had babies in their arms and the regular buzz. But when I got up to talk, everything got quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And I said, "No, you guys talk about this permit system. We don't want to leave with it in, you know, challenging us. So would you please make a motion to get rid of it?" One of the guys made a motion that we do away with the ordinance, with the building permit. Next one seconded, and it was unanimous. They took it out.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they say, who owns our country? That's the main thing. And I think we could handle it if we would put our foot down.
That's right. That's right. Always been that way, and it'd be that today if the people would rally. Isn't that true?
That's true. You know, I remember after they made the motion and they took it out, I don't remember which ordinance. One ordinance put it in, the next one took it out, and they were made within a few days of each other there. And I went up to shake the guy's hands, and they're our neighbors, but one guy's hand was shaking so bad that you couldn't hardly catch it to shake it. I mean, he understood that we were serious.
The power of the people. Yeah,
yeah, and that's really a great power.
It's a great power. Well,
and then Grandpa John,
thank you for that, because I've been here about 7 years now, and I've lived here without zoning restrictions and no building codes, and it's a delight, because I came from the sixth largest city in the United States where everything is restricted. I mean, if you have a car behind your patio wall that you had to build at about $20,000 to hide your property from everybody else, and if you have a car behind that patio wall that nobody can see, and the license is expired because it's a 1929 vehicle, they've come out and ticket you for having that vehicle behind your patio wall that's not a current license on it. I mean, it is insane. And people that vote for government restriction, government control, this is what they're looking at, Grandpa John. That's what you've been standing against all these years. And so we can breathe and live free up here like not in many places in America today. And I know you know that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, people take care of themselves. And nobody wants a mess. Nobody wants buildings that fall down, you know, to put their family in.
Yeah.
Everybody will do with what they have. And boy, that's a wonderful way to live.
That's a wonderful way to live, yeah. I know. I live in an old 1977 mobile home up here, single wide, on top of this wonderful mountain. And I live at a very low rate of income and everything, but I'm happy and I'm so pleased that government doesn't control my every move like they did in Phoenix. But, you know, I've got a neighbor that has a $300,000 house that I can see from my place, and I'm really happy for them. But up here, you know, we're able to live thanks to you, Grandpa John, and the wonderful good Americans that live in Idaho County that kept these controls out. We can live our lives and live honorably and without restrictions. And so I want to thank you for that. Folks, when we get back, I want to open the phone lines up. Tonight's just a night to kick back and talk about great Americans that are standing up. We're going to talk more about that when we return, and also about micro-broadcasting when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Hey, folks, we're back, and I just get excited when I hear about those who have stood up for our freedoms all these years, and we're not even aware of it. Many of us aren't even aware of what those that came before us had to do with us having freedoms today. Many of them, as we find out here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, another police and military association, that some of them actually died to keep our freedoms. And so we have a great heritage, and we have somebody on with us tonight, Grandpa John Brandt, who has been a part of that heritage of standing up when the people needed to stand. And I want to also say that Grandpa John did something else for this state. He raised a son named Skip Brandt, who's a state senator here in Idaho. And Skip has been very much involved. And Grandpa John has, too, in fighting for our water rights here in this area. We're in that fight right now across the nation and around the world. The internationalists are trying to take over the water. And so we've got this fight going on, and Skip Brandt, our state senator for our area here in Idaho County, is right in there, just like Grandpa John has been all these years, fighting for our freedoms and our property and our livelihood. So, Grandpa John, let's open the phone lines up, see if anybody wants to call in tonight. We're being listened to around the world, around the nation. So let's give out that call-in number, folks, if you'd like to call in. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we were talking, Grandpa John, about how the fight for freedom has been changing over the last few years. And one of the great things that you had discovered some time back was the freedoms of using mass communications today like we never have before, Grandpa John. Can you talk to us about using mass communications like we are today, and what do you think about it? For example, we have micro-broadcasters today, like up at the top of our mountain here, top of the rock, 100.3 FM. And what do you think about this new way of awakening the people and informing and getting involved together to try to fight our nation's enemies?
I think it's really wonderful, Jack. I'll tell you, when we were fighting this building permit system and planning, we had an open line program here, one was stationed in Grangeville and another one in Orofino, and we used to talk on one day on one day on the next, and we were doing that for quite a while, and we could say what we wanted to on both sides of the building permit system.
Uh-huh.
It was really neat. In fact, Gene Hamlin, the owner of the station, he finally said, you know, if you're going to be on both stations, we'll put both together. So they had two a week. And when elections were going to be held, he had a special program for us. Mardell Edwards, a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
From Grangeville.
Another great American.
Right. And two others on the other side. One of the county commissioners and a shy name, he was another her name. Anyway, he gave us each half an hour. We had a real program that day, and uninterrupted, and we got the word out. And then we had an election after we got the word out, and we had over 70% turnout on an off-year election, which is
wow.
Astounding.
Astounding.
And we took the building permit system out at a 2-to-1 ratio.
My goodness gracious. Well, I didn't know you had mass communications back then doing these kind of things. Well, that's very interesting historical information for us. And so we're trying to retrieve that and revive that today. I guess you lost it for a while, did you not? When I came here about 7 years ago, we had nothing but country and western music and a little Christian radio and rock music. And so how long has it been since you've had the ability to use mass communications like that in our areas?
Well, I believe it's probably 20, 25 years. It's been a long time.
My goodness.
Gene Hamlin, the owner of the radio station, died, and they never could get anyone else that that could do the job.
I see.
He owned three stations, Grangeville, Orofino, and Lewiston. And what it's called 4K radio, they had another one that got flooded out, I think, in Pasco. But anyway, we need this kind of a radio station. I'll tell you, I wish I'd have gotten involved here a little sooner in this one.
Uh-huh.
We needed it. And we really do.
We truly do. You know, when I go to town, come off this mountain and go down to town, wonderful what's happening. More people are coming up to me and saying, hey, we're listening to your program and the other programming, and we're just pleased to have information coming out that tells the truth about things instead of our local and state and, you know, publications that are twisting everything and usually bordering on socialism and so forth. And so they're just happy to know that we truly have what the old man on TV says, the other side of the story on today.
Yeah, and it's great, Jack. And I can't say enough about how pleased I am with this. I wished we would have had this, like I said, a few months earlier that I knew about it. And we'd got our message out on this Indian giveaway.
Yes, this is really something. We're in the middle of that battle right now, Grandpa John. What do you think is going to happen with it? I'm happy now that one of the Indian tribes have jumped up and I think going to tie it up in the courts for about a year or two. And that may be a positive. It seems like a negative, but it could be a positive to give us another year or two to awaken people about that, Grandpa John. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the Choban tribe.
Choban tribe.
Yeah. Now, the thing, Jack, of the whole thing, it isn't the Indian people.
No, it isn't.
It's these dang screwball treaties that we had. We know the intent of the law was not to give these Indian people a lot more of everything than what the regular citizens have.
That's right.
And they had these treaties, and the main idea of the treaties and the reservation, without knowing what else to do, I guess they put them on reservations, and they gave them their medical, and they gave them housing and all this kind of stuff. And now they get some of these greedy lawyers, and they're just taking that for what it's worth. It's like the Indians said they should have 105% of all the water in Idaho.
Yes, 105%, that doesn't leave much for me and you, does it?
That's for sure. Our Constitution says that the first right of water, the most important, is for domestic use.
Yes.
You know, we can wash and clean and drink and eat and grow our gardens and things. And they misinterpreted so many things. They said, well, they had the right to hunt and fish on the reservation. And then in that same paragraph, it said, along with the white people.
Uh-huh.
But they leave that part out.
Yes.
And then in...
Do you really think these international crime families that have control of our governments today and these unconstitutional treaties they've passed with the United Nations, that they really love and want to play kissy face with the Indians today? Or is it another ripoff? You know, it seems like that they're going to give Indians control of everything. Is this another attack on the Indians that they don't know is coming? Or do they love the Indians that much they're going to give them true control of all this?
Well, I think there's something like that, Jack. It's a state. You know, they call it all the water deal. It's always the federal government and the Indian tribes.
Yes.
And we know that it doesn't make any sense, like I said before, that they give the Indians a lot more than we are allowed to keep. You know, the government can't give us anything. We've got everything. All the government can do is take away.
That's right. Well put, well put. I tell you, brother, I'm like one of these sneaky lawyers that you never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Well,
right.
When I ask you if the government's going to really give the Indians control of all this, I know the answer, and so do you, that it's another lie, and they're going to do the Indians in again. They're using them like they used the blacks in America to bring in this communist system. You know, the blacks rioted, and so much that we have in socialism and communism today, they got the blacks to help them with unknowingly, unwittingly. And the Indians have been so abused over the years, and I am in communication with the Indians and the good people in New Zealand, where they're allegedly the UN is giving control of the water to the Maori Indians down there, basically very much like our black people here. And then they're giving it to the in Australia to the Aborigine people, but they really don't have control. The UN does, and the Indians are just tickled to death because they believe they're getting it over on the white man. And yet, behind their back, they're getting that knife in the back again from these international crime cabals that are using the Indians again and making them think they're going to have control of all this. And so it just breaks my heart to see the Indians falling for this again, Grandpa John. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right there, Jack. It is that way. They come up with this political correctness, you know, and everything has to be politically correct. You don't dare say anything. You know, you can't stand up for yourself because then you're a racist. They got all these different words they use that allows these things to happen. After World War II, and I was too young to be in it. I was 15 when the war ended in 1945. And nobody would look crosswords at the United States of America. We were proud of our country. You know, we wouldn't let anybody do anything to screw it up.
Yeah.
And then they just keep making these new rules, make it politically incorrect to say anything.
Right. Yes. Well, I see that once again some of our fellow Americans here are going to be injured through all of this, and I'm talking about the Indians themselves. And I don't like the games that we played with the Indians when this country was formed, and I don't like the games being played with them today to use them to destroy America and take control of America's water by these international crime families. And they don't know that when the enslavement comes, the Indians are going to be enslaved right with us. And they won't be happy with this, and so that, but they're not being allowed to know these things. They just see that they're being given things that the white man doesn't have, and so it is sad, and it's going on all across the world right now as these internationalists try to gain control of our food production, which they're doing also, of course, in the United States by knocking out the family farmers and the ranchers through economic manipulations and giving the food control, the farms, over to the international combines, which is themselves. And now they're coming after the water, Grandpa John. And the Indians are not going to be on top of this thing. They're going to be under it, just like the rest of us, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, it's a funny thing. I personally never knew that the Indians are any different than anybody else.
Yeah.
And there was an Indian that worked for my father in the sawmill business. He was Joe Samuels. He was just he was one of the guys. You know, he never paid any attention of race or color or anything like that. In our Boy Scout troop in Kuski, we had Ernest Ellenwood, was an Indian, and he was just a good guy. We never distinguished any difference. They were all great.
Well, the government's trying to separate us, I think. You know, they're causing this political correctness. They're causing this, it's them or us, the Indians against the whites, and so forth and so on, and the blacks. When I was in Phoenix, Arizona, as a cop, the CIA would break the drugs in and feed it into the veins through the mafia and the gangs into the veins of little black children and Latino children to cause crime in these families, to destroy these families, brother, and then it would cause such fear of crime and fear of the white majority of the blacks and Latinos that it would separate us. It would drive us apart. It would cause hatred against each other. And the blacks and Latinos didn't know the government was bringing the drugs in at that time. Today they're learning that that's the case, and we are too. But they've been doing that for generations. Now it seems like that they're trying to separate the Indians and the whites once again and bring us to the point of resenting each other. And I think that's very sad.
Well, you remember, divide and conquer. Alexander the Great.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was the way they did things. And they're still doing it. Sure, that's why there's jealousy among people. Somebody gets a little more than the other person, they'll... Oh, I had a person that ran a shovel loader, log loader in the woods for me. I had 100 guys working for me out in the woods. This one guy, I called him Herman Goebbels. He ran the shovel, and he's a real good operator. But if anything stopped, and he'd get there and talk with the truck drivers, he would get them so riled up that they were going to fight each other.
Fighting each other, huh?
Yeah, but that was just the way that they did that.
Yeah.
There was one thing.
Get up together. I wish we'd get up, the Indians and the whites and all of us would get up together and fight our enemies, our true enemies, instead of being separated with these programs that the enemy's bringing upon us. I just wish that could happen. And maybe, brother, through information, transfer of information, like you being on with us tonight on here and using our micro-broadcasting system here in the county, and others across the nation joining in to do the same things, maybe we have a chance. What do you think, Grandpa John?
We definitely do. I mean, I almost feel sorry for the other side because we're going to make this so great. You know, just like here, we better mention that our local number is 1003.
Yes.
FM frequency.
That's right. 100.3 FM. That's right.
This is what we have
FM.
To have people to tune in. We've got to use this. And whatever channels they are, you know, farther away. Is there any kind of a directory or anything where people can pick up this these numbers?
In other areas?
Right.
Let's discuss that when we come back. Good question. We'll be right back, folks. This is our last break, by the way. And we'll be talking about microbroadcasting. And do you have one in your area? It's a good question. We'll be right back.
Grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Officer Jack McLam program. We're winding up the program tonight, and this has been a nice night of kicking back and talking about people that are standing up in your local areas, getting together, networking, and making a difference. But believe me, we're still under the system, folks. When you and I and our neighbors get together and get together on an issue and confront our elected things out there, being kind of facetious, our elective representatives, We can make a difference. They do. Listen, watch what happens to Terry Schiavo, the little girl they're trying to put to death down there in Florida. People are rallying all across this nation. I hope you are, too. Writing letters, sending faxes, making phone calls to officials. And you watch what happened. The people are beginning to rally to stand up so they don't murder this little gal down there in Florida. The government doesn't. And so, Grandpa John, that's what we're asking the people to do. We want to thank Joe McNeil up here for having our micro-broadcasters system because, boy, he works night and day to keep the message going out, keep the information flowing. And I know you want to thank him, too, because you told me that you're really appreciative. But I wanted to say to you that the micro-broadcasters don't want to produce a list that the government can get a hold of and list where they are and who they are, because I've been told that the websites that they use are being broken into now by the FCC, and they're looking for these guys and gals. Even though they're obeying the law, there's a little hesitancy to put out a list, Grandpa John. That's what I've been told.
I can understand that, all right.
Yeah.
It is terrible. It has to be that way. But I don't know, we had a meeting the other night, and the people said, who would put their name on it? I said, you can put my name on any list you want.
Yeah, that's right. Wrong. Amen, brother. Thank you, because so many people are afraid to put their head up. You know, but I remember that old saying that I learned as a cop, when you bury your head in the sand, your rear end's sticking up, and it can take incoming. So
yeah,
we want to get our heads up out of the sand so we can see the incoming instead of taking it in our tail feathers, you know?
We can always do that. I had one little thing I might add here, Jack.
Okay,
and this
go
is,
right ahead.
Idaho County is the only place that you can own your own property.
Ah, okay.
You know, if you can pay the taxes all over. But here, if I want to go nail a board on the side of my house, I go nail a board on the side of my house.
You don't have to get a permit.
Nope. I got no Reasonable. Patches on the knees of my pants.
That's right. That's right. And if your neighbor in the $2 million home doesn't like it, well, that's too bad. You know, I imagine my 1977 old single-wide mobile home here, I'm probably violating something. If I had this in the city of Phoenix, I couldn't even live in it, probably. They'd have me fined up one side and down the other. So I appreciate living in a county that you, Grandpa John, and others that came before us has kept free for us. And I hope our people in the county will stand up and make sure our county commissioners and others don't sell us down the river for those federal carrots that they have to, they always stick out there. What do you think?
I think that's one of the worst things that ever happened is all these grants and things that they come up with for cities. It gets too expensive for the cities to do something like sewers and water systems. Then you have to get these damn grants, and that's the killer.
Right. Listen, brother, we're out of time tonight, but I want to say thank you from all Americans for you being one of those people that stood up all these years. And as I said, our police and soldiers here are just pleased and proud to serve with you at this time. Grandpa John, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate the time.
Okay, good night to you now, and good night to all American around the world tonight. It is the weekend here in the USA, and I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget this old cop. Truly love you, America. Good night.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.